This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Maybe you've been thinking about therapy. You realize a therapist could help you work things out, but
I can't afford it. Therapy is expensive.
Talkspace is different. Talkspace is one of only a few online mental health providers that takes insurance. Average copays are only $15.
I can afford $15.
And most insured members pay nothing.
Nothing? No copays at all? With insurance, I could see a therapist and I might not have to pay anything out of pocket?
That's right. Nothing should stand in your way of getting support from a caring, licensed therapist. And if you don't have insurance, no problem. You can pay out of pocket for a lower cost than in-person therapy. And because you meet your therapist online, you can schedule appointments for whenever and wherever it's most comfortable for you.
Wow, I'm feeling better already.
You can pay for Talkspace with insurance or get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
You're listening to End Time World News. I'm your host, Eric. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. You like the podcast. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. I'm Eric Erb, and this is End Time World News. Welcome, folks. If you're just joining us for the first time, welcome. It's so nice of you to join us. I know it's been a while since I've done a podcast, and I do apologize for that, folks. I really do apologize for that. It's been crazy. And then, of course, here in the state of Florida, we just had a hurricane, and that's something that I want to talk to you about on today's podcast. And if you want to write us, go to endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. That's endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. Okay, folks, let's get into today's podcast. I want to talk about something that is definitely bothering me. And it should be bothering you as well. You should be concerned. We're all sinners saved by grace. And let me tell you, you know, I'll be the first to raise my hand and say, yes, I'm a sinner saved by grace. Absolutely. Amen. And it's very, very difficult in this day and age. We just had Hurricane Milton roll through here down in the West Coast. That's the west side, the Gulf, down there near Sarasota, just right down in there. We had the hurricane come through, Hurricane Milton, took out, did a lot of wind damage, rain, wind damage. I know people had lost cars, houses, roofs torn off the house, everything. It was bad. I'm over here in central Orlando. So I was quite a way away. I was several hundred miles away. So it didn't get us bad here. I lost power for a full day or so, or a little over a day, which, you know, again, you just deal with it. You know, you got to say, thank God you're alive. And I praise God for that. I'm alive. What I want to tell you, folks, is this was, and again, not to get too technical here on this podcast, I know it's going out around the world, but I just want to point out some things here. People will say, Eric, you know, you're a conspiracy theorist and blah, 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 whatever. You know, it's not about conspiracy. It's about some facts. This was a very odd hurricane. It became a Category 5 hurricane at one point in time while I was out in the Gulf of Mexico before it hit just right around Sarasota there here in Florida. So long story short, folks, long story short, a lot of people don't know. And people have been arguing with me over this. I just want to set the record straight here on this podcast. In weather, they do have weather modification and weather control. I am going to give you some facts, and you can look them up, okay? Here it is, right here, folks. Here it is. Number one, they do have cloud seeding, S-E-E-D-I-N-G. Just like you're seeding the ground, you can seed the clouds. An airplane takes off the airport, goes up. and puts particles, these radioactive particles or microscopic particles, I don't know, some type of particles in the clouds that forces moisture. And then after a while, once the cloud becomes too heavy, of course, what happens? The moisture turns into rain and it starts raining. They've done cloud seeding now for almost 50 years plus. Okay. They've been doing this a long time, seeding the clouds for years and years and years. That's one form of weather control, because people are like, Eric, you've lost it. Go back to your podcast. Just do something. You know, you're too crazy. That's one form. They have cloud seeding, folks. They do have cloud seeding. That's legit. Second thing is they also have a program up in Alaska. And you'll say, Eric, what does this have to do with anything? Well, the program up in Alaska is called HARP. And people are like, oh, H-A-R-P. No. It's H-A-A-R-P. H-A-A-R-P. HARP is a weather modification that they are working on and have been working on the last 15 to 20 years. And it's up and running. It has been for years. It's up and running. And that can create, listen to what I'm saying, folks, that can manipulate the weather, that can control the weather. It can create tornadoes. It can create hurricanes. It can create all kinds of lightning and rain. It can create all kinds of things all over the world. And so people say that I'm absolutely crazy, folks, and I forgive them, like Jesus forgave us. We forgive them. We have to. And I get sometimes a little angry about that, but I have to let it go because they call me a craze. They call me a nut. They do have that program. And what I'm about to say, please listen up. They used that, I think, I don't know 100%, but my gut tells me they used that program with this Hurricane Milton as another trial run, like they did with Andrew, okay? Andrew came through. Andrew was not natural. Andrew was just, it was out of the world. It wasn't even a real hurricane. It was crazy. It tore up everything in the South Florida there. It's just a monster. There's areas of Florida that still has never recovered from Hurricane Andrew. That's why they took Hurricane Andrew off the map. They'll never have another hurricane named Andrew. So what I was going to say, there was tornadoes that were spawned off of Hurricane Milton, folks. Follow me just a second. Those folks here in the state of Florida. There was tornadoes spawned off of Hurricane Milton. Hurricane Milton did not even make landshore yet, and we had hurricanes miles and miles and miles and miles spawned off of Hurricane Milton. Hurricane Milton wasn't even close to making landfall. Several hours, 4 hours or more to making landfall. And we've already got tornadoes. Anybody that lives here in the state of Florida, anybody that studies the hurricanes, weather, anything else like that, knows, folks, that when a hurricane comes on board, a hurricane comes on land, rather, makes landfall, the right side, the weather forecasters down here explain this till they got holes in their head, and nobody ever listens to them. They are right about this. The right side, right front side to be exact, of a hurricane, that's the most deadliest side, folks. The right front side. And so somebody will say, well, which side is which? Well, you know, when you're looking at it from the air and satellite, you can tell. That's what the weather forecast, the meteorologists do. But the right front side of the hurricane is the most deadly. That's where they spawn all the tornadoes and everything. How can you have tornadoes on land and the hurricane hasn't even arrived yet? It hasn't even made landfall yet. The answer to the question, there's only one answer, folks. And again, I don't want to jump to conclusions and sound like a nut conspiracy theorist. But the answer to the question is this, folks, is it's weather modification and control. That is how you're having tornadoes being spawned that far out in advance of Hurricane Milton. Has this happened before? Yeah, it's possible, only a time or so, but they're getting braver. What I mean is they, the people that run the world, the people that are really controlling the world. And this goes right into my talk here about God, folks. You have to give your life to Jesus Christ. I'm a sinner. I'm saved by grace, but I'm a sinner. And I sin every day and I ask for forgiveness, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 times a day or more. Sometimes I've had days like that. I mean, I've had horrible, horrible days. I'm going through some career issues right now where they're just working me into the ground. You know, I'm a person. I gotta just laying some personal stuff on the line here. I'm a Christian saved by grace, but I'm only human. I sin a lot. And I ask God for forgiveness through Jesus Christ. I also am partly disabled. I got a bad back, but I work full time. You'd never know it. I have an employer that just will not have any mercy. They just continue to practically beat up and rack me as hard as they possibly can with jobs and work and everything. I never ask for anything, just like any normal Christian that goes through suffering. I never ask for help. I never ask for mercy. I never ask for anything. I just take the jobs and just do the jobs. And most of the time, the jobs are very, very, very difficult a lot of times, you know, and I'm hurting my back, my lower back that's already been injured. But I just do it because I have to work, just like anybody else down here in Florida or anybody else around the world. Just because you're disabled, you know, and if you're able to work, if you have any energy, you're able to get up and able to work, you should try to work. You know, I don't want any sympathy or anything, but it's been tough. And then again, we had Hurricane Milton go through, killed all the power here in Orlando for a day and a half. Some places still don't have power here throughout the state of Florida. Some places, if you can believe this, folks, there are gas stations even now, 4 days after the hurricane, still don't have gas. And going into next week, Monday will be 5 days. Still don't have gas. You can't get gas. So sometimes I have to drive sometimes I might have to drive 20 or 30 minutes just to get gas. But this is what it's like when a hurricane goes through, folks. And again, back on topic, what I'm saying, this hurricane was very, very abnormal. Very, very, very abnormal. And so if somebody would ask me, well, do I think there's weather modification? I would have to say on this one, there was something. Somebody tweaked something somewhere. Somebody tweaked something somewhere. And we're living in the end times. If you don't think we're in the end times, ask these folks here in my home state here now of Florida. Ask these folks that got hit with a hurricane, wiped them all out, their house, their car, anything and everything. It totally wiped them out. They're obliterated. Ask these folks what they think. And they'll say, thank God I'm alive. Absolutely. If we're not living in the end times, wars and rumors of war, you know, and floods and weather and tornadoes and hurricanes are right up there. You know, all this is in the book of Revelation, folks. All of this is in the book of Revelation. And I invite you right now, if you haven't given your life to Jesus Christ and invited him into yours, here's a simple prayer, folks. I'm inviting you right now in the name of Jesus. If you want to repeat this prayer, it's that time right now, folks. I want to invite you to give your life to Jesus Christ. We're all sinners. We all need help. We all need forgiveness. And repeat after me, folks, and you can be saved. You can be saved. Mean it with your heart and your soul. If you really mean it, repeat after me. Here's the prayer, folks. Here we go. Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. You died on the cross to rescue me from sin and from death and to restore me to the Father. I choose now to turn away from my sins, my self-centeredness, and every part of my life that does not please you. I choose you. I give myself to you. I receive your forgiveness and ask that you take your rightful place in my life as my Savior and Lord. Come reign in my heart. Fill me with your love and your life. And help me to become a person who is truly loving, a person like you. Restore me, Jesus. Live in me. Love through me. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And folks, if you said that prayer, congratulations. God bless you. I love you. Thank you very much. And you can always write us at endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com and let me know. And let me just make a suggestion or two real quickly here as I conclude this podcast, folks. Let me make a suggestion. Number one, get yourself a Bible. If you're here in the U.S. where this podcast is going out here in Florida, here in the United States, You can get one through Amazon for under $20. There's a bunch of different places. The bookstore, Amazon, there's places all over. You can even go to Walmart and Target. Yes, they still sell Bibles. You might have to hunt there at Walmart and Target, but yeah, you can still get a Bible there. Or else go to Amazon. That'll probably save you a little more money. Next, once you start digging into the Bible, I don't care if you dig into the book of Genesis, which is the very first chapter, or the book of Revelation, which is the very last chapter. Just dig into the Bible, folks. Please, please, please dig into the Bible. And once you dig into the Bible, you start reading, then find yourself a church that believes in the Trinity. The Trinity, real quick, is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Just like a triangle, the Trinity. The Father's up top, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So find a church that preaches the Trinity, a good Christian church. And once you start going to church and you dig into the Bible, then the last thing is you'll probably have some questions. Get back with the pastor, junior pastor, maybe a deacon or a member of the church that can answer the questions. You might have a question and say, well, why did Jesus have to die for us? What's salvation? What's this all about that this crazy guy on this podcast, End Time World News, this Eric guy's talking about? What did I say? I said a prayer. What does that mean? What is sin? Is Jesus Christ coming back? All these things are good questions. Yes, Jesus is right around the corner. We're living in the last days, folks. The last days according to the Bible and Revelation. The last days meaning that the earth will change drastically. Wars and rumors of war, famine, pestilence, plagues, all kinds of things will be happening at the speed of light. And we're almost there. Things are starting to happen. I'm seeing it. Things are starting to happen. And if you think, folks, real quick as I conclude the podcast, if you think you're in the United States, because I have arrogant friends and people, and I pray for my brothers and sisters in Christ, because again, I'm not perfect. I'm a sinner saved by grace. I sin and I ask God for forgiveness daily, sometimes hourly, folks. When people are doing bad to me, I ask God for forgiveness hourly, sometimes every 10 minutes. But on a serious note, you know, things are going wrong in the world. Just take a step back and realize wars, rumors of wars, famine, pestilence, all kinds of things going. If you do not give yourself to Jesus Christ and accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, you will die, folks, and you will burn in hell. Now I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying. People are like going, well, gosh, Eric, that's extreme. You're starting to scare me. Well, I hope I do scare you. Like I've been scared before. I don't want to die and go to hell. I certainly don't. I have to change my life just like everybody else. There's no exception with me. There's none. The wages of sin are death. You can only go to God through Jesus Christ. Everyone comes through him. That's how the only way to God is through Jesus Christ. And if you don't understand that, you don't accept Jesus Christ, or you want to say, oh, I'm an atheist, I don't believe, well then, God bless you, I'll still pray for you, even on my deathbed. But that is how it must be done. Accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. And the last thing, once you find a church and you get with a pastor and ask them all your questions and have them answer all your questions completely, you'll probably want to get baptized. That's always a good thing too, folks. Baptized signifies the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, and it's a whole new beginning for you, and that's something that you really, really, really want to and need to do. That's very, very, very important in the name of Jesus. And I thank you very much for tuning into this podcast and listening. And again, I apologize. It's been a couple weeks, and again, we just had the hurricane, and I've been so preoccupied. And again, you know, work and this and that and everything. And I'll go back to a regular programming schedule here where I'm getting out these podcasts around the world weekly. And I thank you and God bless you for listening to this podcast. I'm Eric Erb, and this is End Time World News. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. You like the podcast, but again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. Be well, be safe, but most importantly, folks, God bless you and your family. That's it. Bye for now. See ya. Bye.